Lecture 32, Persians in Egypt and Greece.
Cyrus's son Cambyses had a short rule, from 529 to 522 BC, most of which was spent in Egypt, trying to annex and secure control of that wealthy and ancient culture. Upon his death, a Persian nobleman, Darius, took the throne in a palace coup, the details of which Darius himself recorded in an inscription carved on a mountain at Behistun. In 490 BC, Darius crossed the Hellespont and invaded Greece in what was likely an attempt to gain access to the resources of Europe. A campaign so far from the heartland of Persia had significant logistical hurdles to overcome, and that, combined with the strong defense of their homeland by the Greeks, resulted in the defeat of the Persian army at Marathon. This loss had few ramifications in Persia, where Darius ruled for another 4 years. The short reign of Cambyses, who succeeded his father in 529, was consumed with a major attack against Egypt. Herodotus relates Cambyses' reign, but the exaggerated image of Cambyses in the history displayed him as an insane, tyrannical ruler, whom the gods punished for his sacrilegious acts. The historian writes that he visited Egypt. There's some debate about this. And while traveling there, he learned about Cambyses from local sources. Herodotus may have encountered some individuals who were especially hostile to the Persians, and so this is one way that we explain some of the discrepancies in Herodotus's history, that his sources simply didn't like the Persians very much. Among Cambyses' other crimes, Herodotus claimed that he stabbed the thigh of a bull, a sacred symbol of the Egyptian god Apis. Cambyses tends to fare better in the Egyptian sources, which include an account by an Egyptian commander who was well treated after the Persians took Egypt. In this text, Cambyses is described as respectful of the Egyptian gods, first ordering that foreigners, we're not exactly sure who they are, leave the sanctuary in which they had been encamped. Cambyses then restored the temple and hosted a feast there. The text goes on to relate that Cambyses did all of these acts because the Egyptian commander advised him to. So there may be an aspect of self-promotion here, where the commander is trying to show what close access he had to the Persian king. Another Egyptian source records the burial of an Apis bull, and Cambyses is listed among the contributors to that burial ritual. So this further contradicts the version of Cambyses we read in Herodotus's history. There's some indication that Egypt was moving against Persian control in Syria, and they may have been plotting with other states in the West. It's very difficult to sort this type of backroom diplomacy out. But we know that Cambyses spent years preparing for the invasion. He created a navy, building both ships and harbors on the Mediterranean. And he also met with the desert tribes in order to plot the route that his army would take west across the desert. The Persians deployed their navy very well, defeating the Egyptians on the Nile. The Persians would retain their hold on Egypt until the 4th century BC. But shortly afterwards, Cambyses himself died on his return to Persia to put down a palace rebellion. Herodotus writes that Cambyses died of an infection that resulted from accidentally stabbing himself in the thigh as he was getting on his horse. And this is one of those parallels that Greek authors love, but that were, again, seems a little suspicious to us. It makes too neat a package. We know Cambyses died, we're just not sure how. One of the few native Persian historical sources for the era is the Behistun Decree, an autobiographical account of Darius's accession to the throne of Persia after the death of Cambyses.